This is the Ed Lover Experience.
I can't with y'all today. I can't. This foolishness has gone far enough. I can't. Already. Where the hell is this year going? Already, yo. March Madness, springtime, but we right here. I know Pisces season. I know. I hear y'all, but it just seems to me, and talking to my mom's big vibe, and everybody around here is like, yo, this year's going fast. It really is. It's just like, pew. When you gonna turn around, y'all, we gonna be in the summer, and then you gonna turn right around again, and you gonna be having to buy school clothes. Especially y'all with them little kids, man. Time for your stupid criminals. On the Ed Lover Experience, an idiot in Florida has been busted for robbing a gas station. He left his debit card behind. A silent alarm went off in the morning on Sunday morning at a gas station. The front door was unlocked and a debit card inside the store near the register. The gas station owner reviewed the security footage and found a man entering the store from the back, stealing multiple items, then unlocking the front door and walking out. Also recognized the name on the debit card as someone they had an issue with a vehicle fire earlier in the night. They returned to the site of the car fire and found the suspect, who admitted to taking the items but claimed he left the debit card behind to pay for the items later. Come on, son. I'm gonna take this stuff and I'll just leave my credit card, even though I broke into the store.
Good day, son.
My daughter Summer is getting her master's on May 20th. Yay! Don't congratulate me. Congratulate Summer. Summer's the one that worked hard for it. Do not say congratulations to you or your daughter getting a master's. I didn't do none of the studying. She did. So congratulations to my daughter Summer on getting her master's. I cannot believe already. Damn, y'all. The question should not be who's going to let you. The question should be who's going to stop you. That's the question, not, oh, man, I can't get down, man. Who's going to let me in? Who's going to stop you from getting in? That's a better question. You know who's going to stop you? Yourself, and only you. Today in hip-hop history, Dr. Dre dropped Forgot About Dre. Nowadays, everybody want to talk like they got something to say, but none comes out when they move their lips. There's a bunch of gibberish, and MFs act like they forgot about Dre. Forgot About Dre with Eminem. Y'all know it's 24 years old. And also a happy belated birthday goes out to the God MC, Rakim, whose birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday to the R, the A, to the K-I-M. And if he wasn't, then why would he say I am? Y'all know what I'm talking about. A highly venomous snake was found hiding in a toddler's underwear drawer. That was not a snake. That was Tekashi 6ix9ine. All the snakes look alike. A new study found prescriptions for ADHD went up by over a million during the pandemic. That's because parents didn't have their kids for 8 hours a day. The teachers did, and the teachers knew. You thought Man was a genius, didn't you? Until you had to homeschool his ass. This boy got ADHD, yeah. The teacher's been trying to tell you that for years. A Texas bridegroom robbed a bank the day before his wedding to pay for his fiance's ring and the cost of the venue. The two were supposed to get married on Saturday, and his fiance said she saw the surveillance video stills of her husband-to-be robbing the bank that the police posted on Facebook. After some discussion, the fiance was able to persuade Mr. Wallace Bumpus to turn himself in soon after he confessed to authorities in Houston. And guess what? The wedding never happened. She ain't gonna marry you, period, stupid.
Hey, man.
Yeah, yeah.
The Ed Lover Experience is on your radio right now.
All over the country. We love you.